This is IGN.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is IGN.
The Boogeyman Review by Matt Donato. While Jason Voorhees, Ghostface, and Freddy Krueger have become icons of horror cinema, is there a more famous harbinger of dread than the vague concept of the boogeyman? Children tucked under blankets shiver at the thought of this fable-like creature behind closet doors or slithering under bed frames. We all feared, or still fear, that boogie bastard. Rob Savage's job as director of The Boogeyman is to maximize the simplest, most universal of after-dark horror stories from childhood, which he does well enough with a scare-packed, albeit formulaic adaptation of Stephen King's short tale of shadow-dwelling demons. At its best, The Boogeyman brings out the gosh-darn spookiness and serves as a reminder that, when done right, PG-13 horror can still be a terrifying experience that'll rattle even horror addicts. Writers Scott Beck and Brian Woods pull from their horror-forward A Quiet Place scripts that focus on traumatized families fighting ferocious creatures, joining co-writer Mark Heyman to tell the story of the fractured Harper clan's fight against an unsightly evil. Yellowjacket's standout Sophie Thatcher stars as the eldest daughter Sadie, who anchors the boogeyman alongside teeny tiny little sister Sawyer, played excellently by 10-year-old Vivian Lyra Blair. Thatcher and Blair embrace the unnatural terrors that spring from flung-open closet doors as disturbing figures scamper between patches of blackness, never underselling the powerless feeling of nostalgic childhood paranoias. Chris Messina grows a salt-and-pepper beard to play their psychologist father Will, but isn't much help as his imagination can't fathom a true-to-reality boogeyman. Thatcher and Blair themselves gas up their boogeyman foe's scare tactics scene after blood-curdling scene. David Desmalchin makes the most of a few scenes as Lester Billings, a gloomily tragic character from King's original mini-thriller. Same for Maren Ireland, as our resident shotgun-cocked boogeyman believer who Sadie turns to for advice. Thatcher and Blair are clear stars of the boogeyman, but it's an all-hands-on-deck effort that helps make the bare-bones campfire story blueprint seem beefier in appearance. This unsettling urban legend movie hardly rewrites horror history. It's a yummy slice of homestyle horror comforts. Infrequent innovations like Sawyer's illuminated moon orb as a rolling light source are small victories in an otherwise by-the-books excuse to petrify audiences. Expect this one to be a sleepover super hit once it's released on streaming. Savage doesn't shy away from in-your-face jump scares, which are Mr. Boogie's addictive bread and butter. The Boogeyman does PG-13 horror proud, exploiting familiar bedtime bumps in the night storytelling for a dependable fright night that'll no doubt get butts flying out of seats. There's nothing provocatively subversive about a boogie monster continually lunging from darkness after beady eyes tease its presence, yet there's no lack of high-impact scare executions. Savage validates humanity's collective anxieties surrounding the dark by scaring the literal piss out of Sawyer and Sadie, rarely wasting an opportunity to shred our nerves as nightfall brings another slew of boogeyman-related nightmares. Effective as they may be, maybe the boogeyman is a bit too reliant on jump scares, because its story doesn't go that deep. Savage parallels David F. Sandberg's textbook Terrifying Lights Out, an earlier exploitation of timeless boogeyman-adjacent mythology, only Sandberg's story plants deeper roots. This is a movie that operates cleanest as a haunted attraction where siblings are spooked senseless by their live-in tormentor, but less so when addressing trauma responses due to the death of the girl's mother. Trauma is used in a buzzword capacity, complete with the callously cookie-cutter treatment of Sadie by catty high school stereotypes and Will's closed-off reactions at home. The Boogeyman loses minimal steam between righteous scare sequences involving Sawyer's PlayStation gameplay as a light source or a psychologist's red cube that strobes slower by the second, always on top when we're clenching tight at the sight of shadows. It helps that the boogeyman entity itself is a crossbreed between a nimble insect with crooked, crackles-when-it-crawls appendages and an emaciated human with sunken eyeholes. creature design rises in its importance in the Harper's eerily enormous feeling house, where no one can hear you scamper away from a boogie attack. There are glimpses where the boogeyman doesn't look the smoothest in its animation, but Savage uses darkness to minimize these imperfect monster close-ups. Then the finale hits, and the boogeyman earns its special effects applause, as frightened kitties wear flashing Christmas lights as armor against a nocturnal fiend that feels like it would be at home scaling caves in The Descent or evolving from a quiet place as berserkers. There's a keen enough sense of balance to withhold full-body reveals without shelving monster madness until later acts, making sure a camera-shy creature does not rob us of full-throttle defenses against soul-sucking evil. The boogeyman can be described the same way car salespeople might market their mid-range bestsellers. Sturdy, dependable, and efficient. Like a rock, they'd repeat. Rob Savage once more proves that PG-13 ratings aren't shackles on filmmakers who want to send their audiences screaming in the other direction, since The Boogeyman is the scariest horror film of the year so far. But scares aren't everything, and this familiar trapped with a monster setup can sometimes be its own worst enemy as the story meanders between frightful imagery. Thankfully, its cup overfloweth with nightmare fuel, elevating the otherwise standardized storytelling that doesn't reach all that far beyond generic outlines of marginally better family versus demon showstoppers. The Boogeyman is a capable creep show built for mass appeal that gets the job done because at the end of the day, scary is as scary does. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on The Boogeyman, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.